SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Biden administration is reacting to a new Palestinian Authority cabinet.
The United States has welcomed the formation of a new Palestinian autonomy government. In a statement, U.S. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said the United States looks forward to working with the new group of ministers of the Palestinian Authority. But the authority has little popular support or legitimacy amongst Palestinians because of its security cooperation with Israel in the West Bank. I'm Karen Shamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last week. The accident there turned the spotlight on the years of neglect other bridges are experiencing across the U.S.
Thousands of old bridges across the U.S. awaiting replacement or repairs after inspectors found them in poor condition. About 167 million vehicles travel daily over 42,000 bridges that are characterized as poor. An AP analysis found four-fifths of those have problems with substructures that hold them up. And almost 16,000 of them were in poor shape a decade ago. Marcia Geldert Murphy with the American Society of Civil Engineers.
We have not maintained our infrastructure at the rate that we should for many, many years.
A recent federal infrastructure law is providing $40 billion for bridges over 5 years, but even that is far short of what's needed to make all the repairs. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, engineers in Baltimore are focused on removing what's left of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Salvage crews are needing to break the broken bridge into parts, into even smaller pieces to lift them out of the water. Divers are also still searching for the bodies of four workers missing, but so far they have not come up pretty much empty-handed. This is SRN News. There is a Washington institution that's giving financial help to supporters of pro-life.
The National Air and Space Museum here in the nation's capital has agreed to deliver $50,000 in damages to a group of pro-life activists who were told they could not wear their March for Life t-shirts inside the building during a visit last year. A guard told the group that the museum is a, quote, neutral zone where free speech is suspended. The American Center for Law and Justice filed suit, and museum officials have backed down, issuing an apology. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon signed a measure that will bar sex change operations for children under the age of 18. That makes 24 states who've adopted laws designed to protect young people from irreversible procedures designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Most legal experts believe the issue will one day arrive up in the Supreme Court's docket. This is SRN News. Here's a story from the Aviation Files, particularly important to those who travel with their pets. One airline is wanting to make it easier for you to bring your lovable fur baby on board.
Under the old rules, air passengers who brought a pet into the cabin would have to pay $150 and could only bring one small bag that could fit under the seat. Luggage would have to be checked for an additional fee. Now American Airlines is allowing more. Passengers can bring their pet into the cabin and their carry-on luggage. The airline didn't explain the reason for the change, but travel blogger Gary Leff said it had been frustrating that his small dog was counted as carry-on luggage since he was already paying a hefty pet fee. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.